Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Bernard, do you remember back in the day when our teachers used to make us practice 10-year series?
Oh, yes, I remember.
Endlessly, relentlessly.
I remember.
It was effective, but time-consuming.
Absolutely.
And then sometimes the thing you practiced didn't come out. Nuts, right?
I used to remember to go and buy those 10-year series.
And then do. So now in an education landscape that encourages academic excellence and all-rounded development, time and how we use it is of the essence.
Mm-hmm. And enter Genie Book, a local edutech startup which just received $1.5 million funding led by Apricot Capital earlier this year. It harnesses artificial intelligence to offer an online learning tool, creating personalized worksheets, allowing students to focus on and master the specific areas of weakness. Well, let's chat with Neo Zizong together with Alicia Chong, who share a motivation to transform tuition learning for students. And they're the founders of Genie Book. Well, tell us, how can Singapore's education landscape stand to be further disrupted by technology?
So for us, we firmly believe that education can really change the technology landscape. And we discuss internally with various people. We think that there are three main disruptions that can happen. One is a personalization of more content, such as video, short podcast, interactive content. And the second will be the deeper integration of online and offline learning and offline to online learning. So these two are the main focus that we think will change.
So tell us how Genie Book works, and why didn't you do this when Bernard and I were in school, and why your method works as well. Alicia.
Genie Book, actually, we run analytics to discover students' weak concepts, and based on their school syllabus and their current abilities, we actually give the most ideal questions for the students to practice on. So the student only work on things that they require most, optimizing their studying time.
Right. So you analyze what though? Their grades before, worksheets that they've done before, or what?
After they attempt some question using a Genie Book, we actually give them some diagnostic tests. So based on that, we will be able to find out which are type of questions they are weaker in. And based on that, we will customize a worksheet so that they can actually focus on those areas to build a strong foundation on those type of questions.
Right. I see. How is it different from other methods, and how does it stand out from others?
Oh, okay. Because Genie Book, we actually provides a very comprehensive the analysis of students' strengths and weaknesses down to the level of concepts and the type of questions. So our algorithm in recommending questions is actually patented. So we actually provide strong customer service team as well. So we actually give a lot of support for both parents and students during their learning journey.
Right. What sort of support might parents need? Tissue for the sweat?
One of the biggest challenges that we see parents face is that to actually get the children to do their work. So we remind them, we call up the parents and then tell them that, you know, what if you need help, why not we be the one that talk to your child and get them to do some work.
Wow, that's really inclusive tuition teacher, man.
Yes.
And what gap in the current education system do you think Genie Book is trying to fill?
Usually students face quite a bit of problems, like making the same mistakes repeatedly despite doing corrections. So they tend to forget the concepts quickly. So Genie Book actually recognizes this problem. So we actually aid the students in correcting their mistakes so that they can improve in their exams quickly.
All subjects at this point?
Currently, English, math and science.
Okay. And the feedback so far, parents and students who've come to you?
Okay, so parents, they love the analytics, and the students, they love the rewards. So when they get questions correct, they do certain worksheets, they actually get bubbles, and they use these bubbles to exchange for online or physical items. We're very lucky to have parents and students who are willing to share their feedback on Facebook with us.
What sort of items though, you know? Because one thing that motivates somebody could be different from other things or other people.
Yeah, that's right. So what we have is a wide range of popular items. So for example, one of the things that were very popular maybe a year, 2 years back were the fidget spinner. So we have that. We have Kidzania tickets. We have Universal Studios tickets. We have Starbucks vouchers, and we have Apple iTunes App Store vouchers.
Let's not get into the whole theory of bribing children to do things, right? That's a whole different argument.
Tell us, what are the current challenges that you're facing, and how are you handling them?
for us, the biggest challenge is scaling the team at this moment. Mm. So at the end of last year, we have about 15 people. Now we have 75 people. So there's a tremendous pressure on all fronts what we do. And luckily, our investors have managed huge teams before. And we implemented some of their advisors, and it has been very good so far.
Tell us your decision, though, to get right into tuition teaching after you finished your degrees back in 2007. Were you tuition teachers already? Did you see how it was challenging? A lot of people do, yeah, to put themselves through
university. After graduation, we actually started a learning center. Okay. So we were the main teachers teaching the students. So mm-hmm. we actually realized that there are some gaps that the students are facing. Mainly is because they do not have enough time to do enough practices to actually perform well in examinations. So we actually have quite a lot of passion in thinking of ways to help them to use some effective method to improve faster. So we actually invested quite a lot of resources and time into technology to understanding how learning works so that they can actually cut down on their revision time and have built a stronger foundation in their concepts.
Do you think the idea came to you when you were doing the 10-year series back in the day?
I think because when we were teaching, there are quite a lot of students, because we actually drill the students a lot by giving them a lot of practices, a lot of exam papers to do. Mm-hmm. But in the end, we realized that
repetition can only go so far.
In the end, it wasn't that effective. So we were like finding and research on more ways to help the students to do better.
Well, what are some of the future plans to continue using EdTech to better help with students?
We have a 5-year plan, we have a 10-year plan, and we have a 1-3 years plan. So the next immediate thing that we'll be focusing on, we'll still be using technology to further recommend question and to auto-mark some of the handwritten questions and to auto-create questions. Now we recommend questions, but our recommending questions can be tailored to a student to a certain degree of their challenges. So we want to create the questions based on the student's profile.
Right. And this could include, say, language capabilities.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because some kids are better at language than others, and then that makes it difficult to understand questions, etc.
Yes, to simplify the questions.
Yeah. What else will the funding be used for?
Mainly to develop the product and also to get in the talents to help us to further integrate one of the key components that we have, which is online lesson now. So we have a team of teachers who are preparing a series of online lessons, live streaming lessons for students.
So we have expanded our team. Like, for example, we engage our internal data scientists. We expanded our curriculum team and our technological team as well.
Yeah, onwards and upwards. Neil Chichong and Alicia Cheong, co-founders of Genie Book. You can check them out at geniebook.com. That is GENIEBOOK.com. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.